Community groups want the University of Washington to build more affordable housing for low-wage employees at the school. The university has updated its master plan and needs approval from the city of Seattle. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains that the groups argue affordable housing should be a part of that plan.
The master plan is a blueprint for how the university intends to grow over the next decade. Within its existing boundaries, the school plans to add as much as 6 million square feet of new space. David West is with the U District Alliance for Equity and Livability. That's a coalition of labor unions, the Sierra Club, the Transit Riders Union, and other groups. They've submitted petitions to the Seattle City Clerk so they can participate in the City Council's upcoming review of the plan. West says the city should require that the university build places for its workers to live as it grows and hires more people.
We're talking about a huge expansion here, and as it stands, the university has made no provision in the plan for affordable housing for its employees.
The groups say the university should be required to add more than 700 units of subsidized housing. The university is pushing back, though. A UW official says figuring out ways to boost supply of affordable housing is important to the university, but they don't think it should be included as a mandate in the master plan. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.